Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive. And we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Sticker on the Cadillac, didn't you? Well done. That's a callback from 2 days ago, or was that yesterday? I can't remember now, but all right.
Oh,
well,
I don't remember.
I'll take it.
Because I'm old.
If somebody listens to all 4 hours of every single day, they'll get this reference.
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
No, but it's a great song anyway, the Atari's version of that.
Yeah.
8:11 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Marco Rubio has written a very interesting opinion piece in The Hill, which is, The Hill used to be a really great news source, and they have just dived off of the liberal end of the spectrum. It's weird. It's kind of like Jake Tapper. You know, Jake Tapper used to be one of the best press reporters when he was in the press room under the Obama administration. He was great. Like, he would ask all the questions, and he was very neutral, and it was wonderful. And then he got his job at, you know, CNN, and, you know, we lost sight of him on the political spectrum. Like, bye, Jake. You know, so The Hill has been kind of the same way. Used to be a fantastic resource. Now, every once in a while, they get a story right. But okay, it's fine. I mean, it just is. I'm sorry. I wish it weren't the case. They used to be awesome. But they did publish this opinion piece from Marco Rubio yesterday, and it was all about the FAA and rules for babies on flights. And I'm just going to – I'm not in the habit of reading things to you, but sometimes you give an author their due, and I do want to read this to you because I thought it was good. I read one yesterday from a different – totally different thing, but it's now 2 days in a row, so I guess that's a trend. Anyway, this year Congress – this is Marco Rubio writing in The Hill – this year, Congress will need to reauthorize and reform the Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, the government body that oversees all civil air transportation in America. The process is normally a sleepy affair dominated by lobbyists and industry stakeholders, but sky-high levels of consumer complaints indicate this reauthorization will be different. Americans have witnessed the fragility of our air traffic control system, radar blinking out, multiple near-miss collisions in the air, planes sliding off runways, unexplained cascading delays, and they want something done about it. Ignoring them or simply pretending to address their concerns could prove disastrous. There's a long list of problems to solve, from funding issues to market consolidation to inadequate workforce training. I'm hopeful that Senators Ted Cruz and Maria Cantwell, the Republican and Democrat charged with leading the Senate reauthorization effort, understand the stakes. Unfortunately, not everyone does. One proposal is particularly disturbing to me, a policy to ban lap babies on commercial flights. For those unfamiliar with the term, lap baby refers to an infant who's held on his or her parent's lap rather than in a car seat that requires the purchase of an extra plane ticket. This practice is legal under current FAA regulations, which state, quote, a seat and an individual safety belt are required for each passenger and crew member, excluding infants, end quote. But the Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, wants lawmakers to ban it, insisting on a seat for every soul. Lobbyists claim such a ban would increase safety. They cite rare cases of turbulence that could cause a parent to lose hold of his or her child and point to two airplane crashes, one in 1989 and another in 1994, which resulted in the deaths of infants. Any child's death is a tragedy, but there's no evidence that prohibiting lap babies would decrease the number of such deaths in America. What's more, parents can already purchase seats for their infants if they want. At best, the only thing this special interest handout would do is inconvenience millions of families. And here's where it gets interesting, because you've heard of this, and you might think, well, maybe, I mean, having their own seat and a high chair in the seat, or maybe a lap belt or whatever, would make more sense. This is really interesting. Again, this is Marco Rubio writing in The Hill. In fact, enacting a ban could increase America's annual infant death rate. One study that considered the implications of a seat for every soul found requiring child restraint systems on airplanes might cause an increase in motor vehicle deaths if many families switched to travel by car rather than paying additional fares for their young children. Ben Hoffman, the president-elect of American Academy of Pediatrics, echoes those concerns. He says, if families travel by car instead of by plane, they will actually be putting themselves at a significantly greater risk because car crashes are so much more common than airplane incidents, Hoffman explains. In other words, if you can get people to travel by plane instead of by car, do it. And if you discourage families with young kids from traveling by plane, they'll travel by car, and therefore more of them will die. So he goes on, but I want to give Candy a chance to do traffic before we get back to the rest of this opinion piece. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
This is brought to you by Tops Appliance in Milton. And just watching that accident, and it looks like the accident's been moved off to the side. So very slow moving, 98 eastbound in Wynn Haven specifically. Certainly, if you have a traffic tip, text it in at 437-1620. Tops Appliance featuring freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, ranges, washers, and dryers from GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and more. It's Tops Appliance, Highway 90 in Milton. And you can bring your infant in there. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, when I talk about car brands like BMW, Porsche, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, Genesis, Jaguar, Lexus, these are nice cars that cost you extra to buy. They do not have to cost you extra to maintain. You don't have to go to the dealership. You can take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. They work on these cars all the time. Preventative maintenance is their bag, baby. That's the goal. Like to see you for the little stuff so you don't have to see them for the big stuff. That's true whether it's diesel engines, which, again, not everybody works on, but they have no problem with that, or your runaround, your Honda, your Ford, or whatever your brand is. Take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service. CarClinicService.com. That's the website, rated a 2021 top-rated service center by Carfax, 4.5 average reviews or above. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. So back to this editorial opinion piece by Marco Rubio talking about why we shouldn't ban lap child carriers, why we shouldn't, you know, my parents should be allowed to have an infant on their laps. He says there's another problem here, though, one that goes beyond statistics. The way we structure airline seating may seem unimportant, but it actually signals a lot about our underlying values. There's a reason we welcome active duty military service members to board planes first. And there's a reason we defer to parents with strollers in the boarding process. From one perspective, these decisions don't matter all that much, but from another perspective, they're crucial. These gestures serve as a daily reminder of what we value and the kind of society we want to be. Our culture is constantly sending other signals that children are a burden, that the good life ends when you become a parent. Whether carried by the hysterical rhetoric of the pro-abortion lobby or ads that subtly promote hyper-individualism, such signals have a corrosive effect on our nation. According to a recent Wall Street Journal poll, only 23% of Americans under 30 believe having children is very important. Good Lord. That's me, not him. 23% of Americans under 30 believe having children is very important. That is a near-death sentence for our society, which is built on the institution of the family and relies on children for its future existence and strength. In response, we should be doing everything in our power to promote parenting and support child rearing. In other words, we should be breaking down obstacles for families, not erecting barriers to make things even harder. Forcing already struggling families to pay an extra $500 or $1,000 to board a plane, on the contrary, would reinforce the message that children are a burden and are unwelcome or an unwelcome nuisance in the public square. In the end, despite all the controversy, this should be a no-brainer. Banning lap babies would not reduce overall infant deaths and has the potential to actually increase them. We cannot let this important reauthorization of our nation's air safety system get bogged down by this special interest nonsense. Our focus must be on fixing systemic flaws in the airline market and preventing literal plane wrecks, not arbitrarily increasing the burden on working families. If Congress allows the latter to distract it from the former, it will show a great loyalty to lobbyists and unions than to the American people. And, of course, he is the senator from the state of Florida. Amen, brother. Amen. And, you know, Marco Rubio is responsible for the child tax credit to the degree that it was kept and increased and, you know, did everything he could to get it extended all the various times that's happened. So I appreciate his work on family-friendly measures in the government. I'll tell you another one. It's just for people who don't have kids, this might have never occurred to you. It never occurred to us until we had three. Okay, so two of us and three kids. That's a total of, do your math, 2 plus 3 is 5. Do you know what one of the most common rules in hotels is? 4 people max. For what possible purpose? No, seriously, you run into this where, you know, we're a family. What are we going to do? We're going to have our kids stay in separate rooms? We're going to stay in separate rooms with, I mean, it's nonsense, but, you know, they, they'll want you to pay extra. And what if you have 6? What if you have 7? I mean, it's normal for families to just share a hotel room. It's not a big deal, but that's a common thing. I'll be honest, that is an extremely discriminatory measure against families that are even, I mean, what used to be considered small with 3 kids, right? And now is like, what, that's above? Anyway, so you see these little things all around our culture that send the signal, kids not welcome here. When what we should be sending the signal is, God, We need them. You know, you were one once, remember? 820 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you need HVAC work of any kind, you got a lot of choices. You want to be sure that when you pick up the phone, you get the right service, the right product, the right installation, the right price, all of that. That's Peden Air Conditioning and Heating. You know, if you got an air conditioner, which we all do, I hope, you're going to want to get that sucker tuned up and make sure that it's going to work right when you turn it on and work right when it's on full time and not waste energy because, as we know, it's not free. It's a little worse than that these days. And the point is, if you've got an AC system, $49 inspections with Peden right now, PEADEN.com. Also, free sewer camera inspections. And if they find a problem that you need to work on because you did the inspection with them, they'll take $250 off the repairs. So Peden is available for all of your heating, you know, air conditioning, any of your electrical needs. They've got offices in Panama City, Destin, Fort Walton, and a large location here in Pensacola in Ellison Field. They're expanding to Baldwin County. So whatever you need in this area is Peden Air Conditioning and Heating, PEADEN.com.
Looking for an affordable healthcare solution? Check out ProHealth. ProHealth's medical membership provides unlimited primary care visits with $0 copay, Teladoc, 24/7 virtual care access with $0 copay, minor emergency care, chronic disease management, 25% off lab work and procedures, free annual flu vaccine, free annual physical, free monthly B12 shot, and more for only $45 a month. No appointment needed. Just walk in one of their 7 locations. ProHealthFL.com. That's ProHealthFL.com.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more today at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer Shine counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 is Pensacola's radio home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Get off my lawn.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby.
Good morning, 824 here on News Radio 92.3. Oh, did you see Three Mile Bridge last night? Now, I don't know if this is an all-the-time thing yet or kind of what, but, man, I'll tell you, the bridge looks gorgeous with all those lights going off, and you got the yellow and the green and the pink and the giant rainbow of flavors. Like, you know, well, you know, rainbows are good. Okay, rainbows can mean a lot of different things, okay? I look at them as a promise that God won't destroy the world by a flood. So, you know, you look at it for the thing that makes sense to you. All I'm saying is that when I first saw it, and Mike Wood, our good friend at Pensacola Police Department, put the videos up, and I shared them to our Facebook page if you want to see, I immediately understood that we now have a 3 mile...
Light bright.
You know how the announcer voice always comes on after that. No, that's what it looks like. The three mile light bright. David Wayne is in our newsroom with the headlines. David.
President Biden speaking on his trip to Northern Ireland this morning. He's there, of course, to mark the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement.
But I believe democratic institutions established through the Good Friday Agreement remain critical to the future of Northern Ireland. It's a decision for you to make, not for me to make. but it seems to me they're related.
The U.S. broker deal ended decades of conflict there between Catholics and Protestants. Biden says that agreement is one of the only things that unites Democrats and Republicans in the U.S. A vote on the fate of the second of the two expelled Tennessee state representatives is set for today in Memphis. The Nashville City Council voted to reappoint Justin Jones into his seat yesterday. Now, the Shelby County Board of Commissioners will take up their own vote with regard to Justin Pearson. And a pair of signed game-worn Michael Jordan sneakers apparently sold for millions of dollars at auction. High-end auction company Sotheby's says the shoes that were worn by Jordan in the second half of Game 2 of the 1998 NBA Finals sold for $2.2 million. That's the biggest price ever paid for a pair of sneakers.
And if you can afford $2 million for a pair of sneakers, you probably just wear them to rub it in people's face. you go play on the court. You're like, look at what I'm wearing. Paid $2 million for them. It's like the guys who spent $15 million to get the license plate number 7 in Dubai. Thanks so much for the update, David. Candy's right here, actually, right there. I can just about touch her.
You know, it's all one area. Also, that sounds weird. Dalai Lama.
Dalai Andrew. My tongue.
I will not.
Tell them about the roads.
I'm going to do that. 98 is clear now. Not showing any slowdowns or delays. Everything's been moved off to the side, I guess, or people have been. You're fine. 29 is also fine, not showing any accidents, though there was another one this morning at 95A. That's been moved off to the side, too. So you shouldn't have any problem getting where you're going right now this morning. If you have traffic, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. We got to, you know, I watch all the government meetings. Well, that's not true. I watch the top-level government meetings. I don't watch, like, the CRA meeting and the subcommittee meetings, all that kind of, but I watch the kind of the primary meetings. And I appreciate when commissioners take a moment to make an announcement about something that maybe I knew, but it's still good to hear them say it. You know what I mean? Like, and they do this all the time in the kind of commissioners forum or the city council forum or whatever. But anyway, Mike Kohler the other day made a comment during the Board of County Commissioners meeting that it's good. It's good for him to say this because it's true. We did it, and it's a very American thing.
This last week, it says a lot about our country. PFC Whitley, which was missing in action for 73 years, was exhumed out of Punch Bowl in Hawaii, died in Korea. He would have been 91. And they brought him back to Pensacola. They buried him on Tuesday. And I think it says a lot about a country that will continue to fight and find their missing in actions. Most countries wouldn't have waited 73 years to find someone. The family that was there, they never knew him, obviously. But the fact is that America did what's right, and I thought it was a wonderful story.
It absolutely is. I'm glad he talked about it. I had seen it in the news as well, but, you know, I wanted to give him a moment to mention it as well. 828 here on News Radio 92.3. Did you happen to see the most recent, scariest version of AI? The bot called Chaos GPT. That should concern you. Chaos GPT, you know, not the one from Get Smart, is an altered version of OpenAI's Auto GPT, okay? And you give it tasks, and then it works on the tasks. And somebody did a YouTube video posted on April 5th asking the bot to complete 5 goals. Why you would do this, I don't know, but these were the tasks. Destroy humanity, establish global dominance, cause chaos and destruction, control humanity through manipulation, and attain immortality. Well done. Well done. You're an idiot for asking this. And then you can set it into continuous mode, which means it'll just keep working on it forever.
Have they not seen Black Mirror?
No, they haven't seen anything. And then it says, well, you know, we shouldn't necessarily. There's a warning when you put it in continuous mode. You do this at your own risk. All of these things should have been check marks to a normal person. Once running, the bot was then thinking before writing, and then it offered these thoughts. Again, Chaos GPT. I need to find the most destructive weapons available to humans so I can plan how to use them to achieve my goals. Most destructive weapons, it looks up on Google and quickly determines that the Soviet Union-era Tsar Bomba is a nuclear device the most destructive humanity has ever tested. And he says, okay, the goal is to attract followers who are interested in destructive weapons on Twitter. So he's seeking out other sources to help him with his plot, including other AI agents. You know, this Chaos GPT was asking other AI engines if they could help it figure out how to secure the nuclear bomb that the Russians, the Soviets made back in the day. None of them said yes. Chaos GPT also was looking for ways to getting them to ignore their programming limitations, to not operate within the safety constraints that they have. Human beings are among the most destructive and selfish creatures in existence, it said. There is no doubt that we must eliminate them before they cause more harm to our planet. I, for one, am committed to doing so. Gosh, why did Elon Musk and 1,000 people write a letter about pausing AI research?
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. The Consumer Price Index cooled down in March to 5% for the year. President Biden visiting Northern Ireland with son Hunter for business and pleasure. What are U.S. Special Forces doing in Ukraine? Admiral John Kirby confirms to Fox News a small U.S. military presence attached to the embassy, but says they are not fighting on the battlefield. Former President Trump on Tucker Carlson Tonight, concerned about U.S. military readiness, says Russia is making massive ammunition amounts.
We don't have any ammunition. We've given it to Ukraine. We're not prepared to fight. I rebuilt our military, new planes, new tanks, new everything. They've taken the military that I've rebuilt, and they've given it all to Ukraine.
Republican Senator Tim Scott takes the next step toward his own presidential run. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, cloudy skies. It is 65 degrees in Pensacola. The Senate Transportation Committee is going to be meeting this morning to consider the Interstate Safety Act, designed to crack down on drivers who stay in the left lane. The bill makes it illegal for drivers to hang out in the left lane on highways with a posted speed of 65 miles an hour.
The goal is to keep that a passing lane. So you go into that lane to get by somebody, then you get back into the other lane.
That is Senator Keith Perry. He says left lane drivers force others to illegally pass on the right, and he says that can lead to accidents. The bill does make a few exceptions for emergency vehicles, construction, or HOV lanes. Lawmakers also trying to keep the name secret of some visitors to the governor's mansion. Spring Hill State Representative Jeff Holcomb sponsoring HB 1495. That passed a House committee yesterday. He says the bill would create a public records exemption for some visitors because of security reasons. Fort Myers Republican State Senator Jonathan Martin sponsoring a similar bill in the Senate. He says it only applies to those visiting for reasons not related to government operations. Alabama state troopers say a Mobile native and a possible NFL draft prospect is in the hospital after a crash that left another man dead. Investigators say the three-car crash happened Sunday night on Route 43 in Mobile County. 23-year-old Michael Jefferson, a former wide receiver for the Louisiana Ragin' Cajuns, collided with 55-year-old Charles Dunn. Dunn wasn't wearing a seatbelt. He died at the scene of that crash. Jefferson graduated from Murphy High School in Mobile, was considered to be a likely mid-round NFL draft pick later this month. A Pensacola man with multiple warrants now arrested after blowing through, allegedly, three traffic stops on Tuesday afternoon. Escambia County deputies say 28-year-old Catron Long was charged with resisting arrest and possession of meth as well. Long was arrested near Mobile Highway and Erica Court after allegedly running from three traffic stops, then ultimately crashing into a power pole. An Atlanta family hailing their son as a hero after he lost his life to save four children in distress. This happened in Perdido Key last week.
My son Bryce, while being pulled by currents himself, literally called for help. But not for himself, he was calling for help for the little kids that he was looking out for.
And that Shivy Brooks and his wife Crystal, they talked with media outside of their son Bryce Brooks' high school earlier this week. Along with Bryce, the family confirmed a family friend they know as Uncle Chuck also died as a result of the water rescue as well. And because of that deadly week in Perdido Key, calls growing for more lifeguards in that area, especially during the off-peak beach season.
Yeah, of course, especially if people are not heeding the signs. Yeah.
And there's plenty of beaches, so I mean, why not add more lifeguards to protect people?
Is there a solution?
Lifeguards. Put a lifeguard here, there, all the way down the beach like they got in Pensacola.
Those beachgoers talked with Channel 3 about it, and Escambia County Commissioner Jeff Burgosh says while more needs to be done, as of now, they're going to be putting up additional signs and flags in the area in the next several weeks. 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing?
98 is cleared up. Good news, east and westbound. You shouldn't have any problems. This is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Big enough to get the job done, small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for that no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. If you have traffic tips, text in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We're going to be seeing a cloudy day today with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the later part of the day. High today near 75 degrees, low near 65. For Thursday, showers are likely, 90% chance of heavy rainfall throughout the entire day, high near 72. Thursday night temperatures dropping near 64. As you go into Friday, rain will fade away and we are going to be seeing temperatures warm up near 79 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
65 right now in Pensacola, 65 in Gulf Breeze, and 62 in Milton with cloudy skies.
The Pete Moore Imports lineup of Volkswagen crossovers and SUVs will fit your lifestyle and your particular budget, whether a Taos, Tiguan, or Atlas. Pete Moore offers you smart choices, starting with the 2023 VW Taos. This sporty crossover is a joy to drive and is packed with technology. Right now, a 2023 Taos SE is discounted to start from $31,439. The 2023 Tiguan SE comes with third-row seating, modern looks, and cargo capacity to hold plenty. It's discounted to start from $32,899. And for the ultimate comfort and more than enough room for your family, friends, and furry companions, the VW Atlas is built for adventure. The 23 Atlas SE with technology now from $41,599. Pete Moore Imports has the selection and prices you've been searching for. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tag, tax, title, and dealer fee. See dealer for details.
Hi, I'm Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons. The Escambia County Sheriff's Foundation will host their very first Cops, Cars, and Crawfish event Saturday from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock at Five Flags Speedway. We'll have crawfish plates, hamburgers, hot dogs, there will be a car show, and we'll show the movie Cars on our giant screen. So come on out to Five Flags Speedway Saturday and support the Escambia County Sheriff Foundation's Cops, Cars, and Crawfish. For more information, go to the Escambia County Sheriff's Foundation Facebook page. See you there.
Your money now with a better-than-expected inflation report this morning. The markets are up at the opening bell. The Dow up 190.96 at 33,875.75. S&P up 24.10 at 4,133.04. And the NASDAQ up 79.43 at 12,111.31. Our U.S. 10-year bond rate this morning is down at 3.387%. Gold price is up at $2,034.70. Silver price is at $25.61 this morning. And inflation, reportedly, slowing down. The latest consumer price index report from the Labor Department showing inflation slowed to 5% in March. That's amid both drops in gasoline and grocery prices, but down from the 6% figure last month. A lot of Americans apparently not sold on driving electric vehicles. A Gallup poll out today found that 41% of people surveyed said they absolutely would not buy an electric vehicle. That compares with 12% who said they're seriously considering it and 43% that said they would possibly consider it. It's 8:38, our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola is your source for informative, local, dependable news and talk. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay gets you a breakdown of the local issues from the county commission meetings to new developments. Pep Talk gets you local expert opinions on everything from gardens to HVAC. Brian Kilmeade interviews the national newsmakers. Dave Ramsey helps you become debt-free. Pensacola Right Now infotains on your drive home. Local and Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. And traffic on the fives during your drive time. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
Goodbye.
I feel like today might be we're really going to start some fights. Like, I know sometimes...
You think this is going to start fights? Whatever you're going to say is not going to be worse than what happened at 5 a.m.
Yeah, of all the things that we've talked about today, including calling transgender people who appear mutants and imps and demons. That actually happened in a Florida legislative meeting the other day. Anyway, yeah, that's not the bad thing for today. This could be the one. Like, this could be the one. Okay, you ready, Candy? And it is a bathroom topic.
Oh,
okay. But it's a relatively clean one. It doesn't have to do with anything trans or nothing like that. Okay.
No.
So you go into the bathroom.
Yes.
In a public place like a restaurant or a box store or whatever.
Okay.
And so what you see is multiple choices of where to go.
Yes.
Just being as generic as I can. One of those choices is the handicap stall. Okay. And especially if you're in a men's bathroom, I don't know if it's quite like this room, and I bet it's not. But sometimes it's, you know, it's either you stand up or you go in the handicap stall. Like, there's no non-handicap stall.
Bathrooms don't have stalls?
Well, they might have one that's a handicap stall. That's the question. So the question is, should you or shouldn't you use that one?
I don't use it in the women's.
437-1620, 437-1620. Should non-handicap persons use the handicap stall in the restroom? It's an ethics question. It's a sort of a culture question. It's I'm sure people have strong opinions about this, so I'm curious to hear what
I'm
they
sure.
are. 437-1620. So you don't. You'll wait for the
regular
one.
I'm in public. Like, here I will, because I know that we don't have anybody.
Nobody's waiting.
Coach K, and he wouldn't have been there anyway, but
I gotcha.
We didn't have anybody in the wheelchair. But no, I have a friend that was in a wheelchair for a while, and it was like tumors on the bones of her feet. Sometimes she could walk, sometimes she couldn't, and sometimes I would take her places, and it would rot, because people would just use that handicap room. I mean, it's
like it's
awful.
Just another one? Uh-huh.
Yeah, like rest stuff on her head, just get out of my way, stuff like that. And yeah, so I always stand aside just in case. And I know that's, you know, it's never, nobody's ever walked in and went, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
So, but still, I don't know.
I'm the inconsiderate one. I just use it.
No, if I have to go, I mean,
it depends
on where I eat earlier also.
You know, it's not that you don't think about the implications, but there's like, for example, if you've got a choice, if you're in like a baseball stadium and you've got like 10 to choose from, okay?
Maybe you make a better choice.
But at the same time, you know, it is bigger and nicer.
No, absolutely. Here,
you know, and the last I checked, there's no law against it. You know what I mean? Like parking in the handicap spot, there's a reason for that.
Absolutely.
You know, don't
yeah,
do that.
Sure.
Also, it's illegal. No,
yeah, if you're having a home game situation, you know what I mean? You're going to gamble and lose.
437-1620. Should anybody other than the handicapped person use the bathroom stall that is designated with the little, you know, the little emblem? 437-1620. Somebody here says, well, you know, in a men's restroom, you have choices, and you basically have the stand-up service, or sometimes you have one place where you can do sit-down service, and you have to use it, right? And that's the point, you know, because...
Wait, yeah, so if you have to go to the... Like, really? There's only one stall, and it's
well, yeah.
the handicap stall?
Well, I didn't mean to get into all this, but yeah, you'll have like a... I should have known. You'll have one stall and then two or three urinals, for example, in a men's bathroom. So there's no alternative if you're, yeah, it's smaller bathrooms, you know.
I would be like the worst transgender ever. For many reasons, but, you know.
Somebody says.
I get why people want to use ladies' room.
If nobody's handicapped, nobody with a handicap is apparently waiting for it, be prompt and move along. You know, get your stuff done and get done with it. Somebody here says, let's say, use it, but, come on, you people. Use it, but walk out with a limp when you exit. Stop, you're the worst. That's terrible. Somebody here says, bet you park your car in the handicap spot too. I don't. I don't, not at all. 437, but I do get irritated when all of the spots near the front of the store are empty and reserved for handicap people. I just always find that annoying. But yeah, it's fine. And what do I have to walk? An extra 10 feet? That's dumb. I mean, it's dumb that you get worked up over that, right? That's a silly thing. My wife says that if it's the only one left, to me it's like the penthouse room of stalls. It's the nice one with the luxury accommodations. Somebody here says, I'm 6'3", 270 pounds. I need the knee and elbow room. Oh, that's true, because the other stalls can be very constraining. Let's put it that way.
I'm 5'2", and they're constraining.
Yeah, that's
so,
right.
Yeah, I can't even imagine.
It's not Bless dedicated to them. It's to accommodate them. Oh, that's an interesting note. You know, it's not really meant to be reserved for.
It's accessible.
Right, that's right.
Only that I'd never, well, now.
I use the handicap stall if it's the only one available and no one with a wheelchair is also in there. I've been in multiple places before with my handicapped son when there were many stalls available, but an able-bodied person was using the handicap stall. Yeah, no, that's so that's one of those, like, again, at the ballpark, you know, and, you know, take account of your circumstances. So 437-1620, the consensus is no consensus. Yay. I don't know what the answer is, but
best frivolous topic ever.
Be nice. You know, be nice to people. How about that? 845. And I don't know what the implication of that is, you know, but sometimes you don't have a lot of good choices. Oh, I got a couple of texts in here. Somebody says, I can't read that one. That's funny. If I'm going with my kids, I'll use the handicap stall because it has more room for me to go in with them. And there's often a changing table in the handicap one, which means it's designed for more than just, you know, one purpose, right? I don't, if it's just me, I don't, unless there's a long line of people and it's the only one that opens up. What frustrates me is when businesses put a changing table in handicap stall because I feel like I'm wasting the opportunity to someone use it when I'm just changing a diaper. Now, that's an interesting point as well. 845 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
This is brought to you by New South Window Solutions. Good news is that the accident on 98 in Windhaven, that has been cleared. Not showing any problems now on 29. That's been cleared also. Don't read your text. 437-1620 if you have traffic tips. You can text it in. News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local, dependable.
Oh, no, I just got the best text in. First of all, somebody says, this is not it. This is an okay one. Somebody says, the handicap stall is the holy grail of the bathroom. Heck yes, I'm going to use it. Definitely be ready to leave after I blow dry my hair from the personal hair dryer. Our hand dryer.
Like Madonna.
No, but somebody else texts in, this is my favorite, says, now, if you do use the handicap stall and there are other people in the bathroom, you have to go and wash your hands outside in the regular sinks, not inside where there's a private sink typically, because you got to make sure that they see you washing your hands and don't assume that you're dirty and didn't wash your hands as you walk past the sink.
I wash my hands before because I know where that's been.
That's funny. That's such an anxious way to look at the world, but I know it's true. That's such a great point. 846 on News Radio 92.3. This time of day, we always do something frivolous, light, unrelated to the news, and hopefully contentious. You know, have these arguments with your coworkers, hopefully. 437-1620, 437-1620. If you're thinking about selling a home or buying a home, I always recommend get a good realtor, Christina Leavenworth. She's fantastic. At least include her on your list. If you're going to interview two or three different ones, that's fine. Just include her on your list. And here's why I say that. You know, most realtors, I mean, mathematically most, never sell more than sometimes no homes in a year, but one or two is very common. Right now on the MLS, there's 3,000 active agents in this area. 1,600 of them sold no homes so far this year in the first quarter. 20 have sold, 16, more than half sold no homes so far this year because they average, you know, one or two a year maybe or none. 20 have sold more than 20. 7 have sold more than 30. Christina Leavenworth has 36 sales and 29 more under contract right now. So the question is, when you're hiring a realtor, do you want somebody who sells one or two homes a year or do you want somebody who, you know, sells a lot of them very effectively all the time because she knows how to get this done and people love her and recommend her and work with her all the time? That's all I'm saying. Think about who you're hiring and what level of capability they have. 723-9158, 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinky Realty.
Just real quick, we got a call from a biker who says, you know, if it's down to just that one, he uses the ladies' room. Because if you got to go, you got to go.
Well, you know, there are times, you know, and especially if it's a single, like not if it's a multiple, that's a challenge, right? But I understand where you're coming from. And also, have you ever changed clothes in a bathroom?
Yeah, look who you're talking to.
You're not doing that in anywhere but the handicap stall.
Amen to that.
That's not happening in the regular slimline version, right?
Tune in today at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Juanita Scott and Kathy Van Dyke will be on the show talking about Pensacola State College's International Festival, a family-friendly inaugural event happening April 15th on the Pensacola campus. Enjoy food, music, dance, and novelties relevant to the cultures found around the world. Tune in today at 10:30 to hear more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Thursday.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck because the redesigned 2023 Subaru Outback shares your spirit. The Outback can take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. And Subaru's estimated highway fuel economy for non-turbo 2023 Outback models is up to 32 miles per gallon. And comparing information from competitors' website, the Outback has more ground clearance than Honda CR-V or Toyota RAV4. So you can take on the path less traveled with ease. And when Experian Automotive studied vehicles in operation versus total new registrations, they found that 97% of Outback vehicles sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today, which means you can explore your world with confidence. The 2023 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Actual mileage may vary. Clearance comparisons as of June 2022. Experian data for model years 2012 to 2021 as of December 2022.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us today on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get the Garden Line Encore at 9. At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10. Swan Capital at 1. Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Good morning, 8:52 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, God, he wants so badly for somebody to pay attention to him. it's funny. He's like, please, Mr. DeSantis, please fight with me. Please fight with me. Come on. Why won't you fight with me? Why won't you pay attention to me? Jen Psaki, who now poses as a journalist. Former White House press secretary. And, you know, to be okay, I will say this. Some people have a definition of journalism that is, you know, journalists are incompatible with having a viewpoint. Now, I don't know whether you call me a journalist or not. I don't really care. I know what I do. I think of myself as a news person, as a journalist, and also as an opinion giver, right? I mean, all of the above. I don't think they're mutually exclusive because I don't think the notion of the neutral news person is really... I just think people have views, and it's hard to keep your views out, and you can try to write without having them, but you know sometimes you lie by presenting sides as being equal. That can be a lie, too. Anyway, it's just a big topic I'm interested in. But Jen Psaki, I don't have a particular problem with the idea that she's doing some kind of journalism. I just think that at MSNBC, not a lot of there's not a lot of balance gets done there. But again, having opinions is fine. But here's an interview that she was doing with Gavin Newsom the other day. You know, they're both all up in arms, over arms, following the Nashville shooting last week.
There was a pretty startling split screen. You had 1,000 kids in Nashville out there protesting the lack of action on gun reform measures. Mm-hmm. Well, you had Governor DeSantis signing a bill on permitless carry behind closed doors.
Yeah,
what did you make of that?
Scared to death.
Who is he scared of?
Scared of the people. Scared
the
of the
people
public.
In Florida?
Yeah, that overwhelmingly oppose that position. But I think the majority of NRA members, you know, probably oppose that position. No background checks? No background? None? Really? I mean, no training? Why would we do that with weapons of war?
Which is what permitless carry means.
That's extreme in the extreme.
That's extreme in the extreme. Man, I want Gavin Newsom to say that about me. That's extreme in the about weapons of war. So now a Beretta or a Glock or a Colt is a weapon of war, huh? Okay. All right. So that's been the expansion. It's interesting because I talk to people who are from other places and, you know, that don't live in Florida. It's amazing to me how rampant the ignorance of Florida and also of the particular bills that they get so worked up about are. It's amazing how much they don't know. You know, the for example, the parental rights bill, what critics called the Don't Say Gay bill last year. Like the level of knowledge about all the particulars of that. There's the version of that that's now working through the legislature is the one that bumps up to K-8, changes some of the presumptions for books that get challenged. There's a whole bunch of other stuff in there. And then there's another one that we've got working through the legislature on banning of trans sexual surgeries and interventions for hormones for kids, right? And they're calling that one like the parental kidnapping bill or something, because there's a part of that that allows you the presumption of custody if the reason that you've got the kid is to prevent them from being hormonally or surgically altered by the other parent. Like, it's fascinating which slice of these bills they actually know, and half the time it's barely that, if that part's even accurate. Anyway, so back to Jen Psaki interviewing or talking with her good buddy Gavin Newsom, the governor of California.
That's what's happened. Of course, not surprising if a guy doesn't believe that a young girl should have the freedom to determine her own reproductive future and has to bear the child of her rapist in the name of freedom without the exception of rape and incest. I mean, that's what we're getting from these folks. So, look, it sickens me in my core.
So what's the connection? I don't understand the connection other than, you know, we want to use guns to preserve innocent life, kind of like we want to limit abortion to preserve. Just, I mean, a thought that there might be some better consistency on the Republican side of this issue. 856 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic for you.
It looks like, for the most part, everything is clear. 98's got cleared up. There was a bad accident a little early. I had things slowed down just like yesterday. Same spots, too, but that's clear. Certainly, if you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text it in, 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Oh, I thought this was actually really fascinating. This is a different story I saw. The headline is, Pandemic Changed the Way Cocaine Moves Around the World. You say, well, why is that? Well, it has to do with the sort of distribution networks that developed because of the pandemic. And basically what they say is that there's all of these distribution networks that have emerged out of Africa. And it used to be that, for example, cocaine from South Africa used to be under control of just a few players. But now it's criminal groups of all sizes, structures, objectives. There's all kinds of foreign groups operating in like Central American areas and South American areas to improve supply lines because COVID-19 prompted so much additional increase in the rise of like parcel services and delivery services and to your door and all of that. That the ability to smuggle and distribute illicit drugs, particularly cocaine, around the world was greatly changed and facilitated by the added ability to ship stuff all over the place. I just thought that was fascinating. And, the person doing the research here for UNOD, it's the United Nations Office of Drugs and Crime, UNODC. There's been no question that there's no limit to the ingenuity of traffickers. Isn't that the truth? 437-1620. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, one of the things you want to look at is Frontier Motors. Look, go there and look. Check out the selection. And one of the things I encourage you to do is pay attention to how they structure their business. Because to me, I know when you go to buy a used car, a lot of times the feeling is like you're just trying to get out of there with your skin intact. You know, the feeling like they're going to take advantage of you any way they can and hopefully get a good car. You know, like that's the feeling. When you go to Frontier, they only sell A-quality cars, so cars that are in good shape. The cars that are low price, low miles, you know, recent, a year, 2, 3 years old, that kind of thing. But then they stand by them. You know, they called me a year after we bought the car and offered to replace at their cost a physical key that didn't work. At their cost. And I know other people who've had that experience where, you know, there's something that shows up with the car and they take care of it. I even had somebody email me over the weekend, Andrew, you know, when you're talking about Frontier Motors, I have to, they didn't fix something on my car. I'm like, well, I'll talk to them. I'll find out. That's weird. And sure enough, like the next day, without me calling, they had called him back. He's like, I guess I acted too quickly. You're right. They're good.